Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Howdy, Chiefs Kingdom. I had this Friday off of work, so I thought I would talk about a couple things that have kind of been on my mind. A couple players specifically that have been on my mind. And that is Darwin Thompson and Byron Pringle. I'm going to start with Thompson. You know, everybody who's listened to me knows, you know, I've really liked Thompson since before the draft. And, you know, there's a lot of hype about him right now and how well he's looked running the football. And, of course, you know, I thought his running ability was a little bit underrated after we drafted him. He's got a really good ability at kind of hiding behind the line and in goal line situations, I think, and having the power to knife through and kind of power into the end zone. And of course, you know, with the Chiefs zone running scheme, I'm getting them space, letting them see the holes develop and being able to hit that stuff with his speed and power is impressive. But, you know, a lot of running backs can kind of do similar things. And really what impresses me the most about Darwin Thompson and where I think he's going to be extremely valuable this season is as a pass catcher. The guy is just unreal when you get him the ball in space and let, you know, guys in the secondary try to tackle him. He's got way too much power for him. He's got too much speed for him. He can basically do whatever he wants to against him. At his will, just embarrass them, take their soul, that type of stuff. And it is really fun to watch. It really reminds me a lot of Kareem Hunt when you were able to get him on the outside and guys tried to tackle him and he spun around and knocked people down and jumped over them. And Thompson has an extra gear that Kareem Hunt just didn't have. So I think, you know, you might even see more big plays from him. And, you know, last year, Kareem Hunt averaged 10.8 yards per target while he's with the Chiefs. That was actually just tenths of a percentage point more than Tyreek Hill. That was insane yardage per target. I think there's only been, what was it, like 8 guys in Chiefs history that have averaged that many yards per target that caught at least 25 receptions. So the Chiefs had 2 of them last year. And, you know, Damian Williams is a good running back. He's got a lot of speed. You know, he's a bigger guy, but he only averaged about 6.7 yards per target last year, so a full 4 yards less. And, you know, he'll get what's there. They schemed a lot of the screens to him, a lot of things like that. But what they didn't do with him last year was line him up outside on the linebacker and run him down the field for those big plays. And like specifically, you know, 2 plays Kareem Hunt had against the Patriots. You know, one that very first game in his rookie year and one the first Patriots game last year. I think the first touchdown of the third quarter where they split him out right, left him on the linebacker, and he just beat the linebacker down the field and caught the deep pass. And that was basically the difference between Kareem Hunt and Damian Williams last year, was that Kareem Hunt had, you know, 2 or 3 of those plays, big plays, and it really inflated his yards per target average, where Damian Williams just didn't necessarily have those big plays. And I think that's something that Darwin Thompson is going to bring back, those 60, 80 yard touchdowns on the screen passes. And I think he's also going to have the ability to split out wide as a wide receiver and beat a linebacker down the field and catch that ball. He's not going to have the greatest hands in the world, but Kareem Hunt didn't either. And when you beat a guy like that and you've got a little bit of an angle where you're not streaking straight down the field, it's an easier catch. And I think, you know, Thompson will be able to do that just fine. So basically, I am extremely freaking excited for when we get to see Darwin Thompson start catching passes out of the backfield. And I think that's one thing they're, you know, kind of hiding just a little bit this preseason that will definitely come out during the season. One other thing I wanted to touch on about the Chiefs running backs. I do, you know, I like Damian Williams. I like Darrell Williams. I like Darwin Thompson. Love Darwin Thompson. And I know that there are a lot of people thinking that Carlos Hyde might not make this roster. And I've probably even said something like that in the past. But I think it's also important to keep in mind that, somebody like Darwin Thompson, he came out after his junior year. But last year in college, he split time at running back. He was actually the Thunder. He was the power back at Utah State. They've got another guy coming out after this year that will be an NFL running back. So they had a really good duo. And same thing with Darrell Williams. He was basically the third running back on LSU. So yeah, he put up some really good numbers, but he didn't really carry that big of a load. And Damian Williams last year, those 50 or 51 carries, whatever he had last season, that was the most he'd had in his NFL career. So these guys can all really make plays. They're all really good running backs, but you don't have a history there of them really being guys that can carry the full workload for 16 games. And I think Darwin Thompson specifically, it's very important to limit him to, somewhere in the 10 to 15 touches a game realm, not because his body can't take it, but because, I'm looking forward to the playoffs. And you want somebody like Thompson to be just as explosive come playoff time. Same way with Tyreek Hill. You don't want guys like that worn down to a nub where they're not running full speed and they're not at full explosiveness. You want them to have that in playoff time. And I think it's important to limit Thompson's touches somewhat. And the NFL season with the preseason games, everything is much longer than the college football season. So there's a lot of wear and tear on those guys. So I like the three running backs the Chiefs have there, but I think it's also important for them to have a fourth running back. Now, I don't necessarily think that it's important that it's Carlos Hyde, but he is the guy that's currently on the roster. I'm not sure that they will carry more than the three running backs, on the roster, but like last year, Darrell Williams was on the practice squad, all season, and we had a pretty good inkling that if he had to come up to, the roster like he did at the end of the season, that he could produce a little bit. And so if we don't keep Carlos Hyde, I still think that they will probably go out and get somebody that's cut by another team or bring somebody else in that's eligible for the practice squad and get them integrated in where if we do need them during the season that they're available and that they can produce somewhat. I'm pumped for the regular season. I hate that we have two more preseason games left. It really seems like too much right now. I'm sure there are probably going to be some changes made after the next CBA agreement. Probably something like three preseason games and, an extra wild card team in the playoffs, something like that. Now, the other player I wanted to talk about was Byron Pringle. I was just looking at the list of wide receivers that we have. And, of course, we brought back DeAnthony Thomas this last week. And by bringing him back and, automatically letting him run out there in the practice, I think he's going to make this team. I think that probably doesn't bode real well for Tre'Mon Smith. I'm not that big of a fan on Tre'Mon Smith because I don't think he's somebody who's ever going to contribute on the field anywhere but special teams. And you've already got some guys who can contribute that can play other spots. DeAnthony Thomas is a good return guy. He's a good gunner. He was playing gunner last year before he got hurt. So he's got value there. But if he's making the team, that probably means that somebody like Cody Thompson is not going to make this team and probably, try to get him on the practice squad unless there's a surprise cut, and say a DeMarcus Robinson or, maybe he's traded somewhere to try to keep Thompson on the active roster. But I think Thompson getting booted off the roster and getting put on the practice squad is probably the most likely thing. Now, you know, Byron Pringle probably hasn't shown quite as much as Cody Thompson in the preseason games. I think I was a little bit hard on Pringle the first game because he didn't have any catches. But when he went back and rewatched that game, he was getting open. He just wasn't getting the looks because he was on the outside. And you know, the third, fourth string quarterbacks are generally looking at the shorter guys over the middle of the field. You know, they're not looking at slinging the ball down the field too much. But as I look at this roster and I look at, you know, the Chiefs, they use every one of their receivers on the outside and in the slot, including Travis Kelce. They do a lot of work out of the slot. Kelce and Hill specifically did a ton of work out of the slot last year. But it's important to have guys on the outside that can work on the outside. And when I look at this roster, you've got Hill and Watkins, who are very good as outside receivers. And then really, Byron Pringle is the only other guy that has a chance of making this team that can work out there consistently and get open consistently and isn't just a body out there. So that's why I think Byron Pringle is kind of a lock to make this 53-man roster. Because if something happened to Watkins or Hill, you need somebody who can be a real threat out there. And if you put DeMarcus Robinson or Mecole Hardman out there, that's not their best spot. It's never been DeMarcus Robinson's best spot, and it probably never will be. Hardman just, you know, he needs to work his release off the line of scrimmage and work on his full route tree. And, you know, I think he has a chance to be pretty good out there. But, you know, currently the Chiefs are trying to keep him in the slot or keep him in some kind of trips bunch or, you know, do things with them where he can get a free release off the line of scrimmage. And if, you know, the Chiefs had to put him on the outside, teams would just man up on him and physically overwhelm him right now. So, you know, I think Pringle adds some value to this team. And something I was talking to a good friend of mine about, you know, Pringle not looking that impressive so far, at least, you know, being able to catch passes. And Thompson, that first game, even though he was getting open a lot, wasn't getting a lot of targets, even though he did in the second game a lot. But, you know, the way I look at it is if those guys were in the game with Patrick Mahomes, would they be able to do some nice things? And I really think they could. I think they both have the type of games that you really can't see what they can do until they're in there with a better quarterback. And of course, Mahomes is the best quarterback, so he's going to elevate guys a lot. And Cody Thompson, you know, he's a very different body type than Albert Wilson. But there are some things with their agility and quickness that remind me a lot of each other. And you know how good Albert Wilson looked in that Week 17 game a couple seasons ago, Mahomes' first start. He just ate Denver alive with his quickness. Mahomes was able to get the ball to him immediately. And Thompson's the same way. He gets open almost immediately on every play. His quickness and wiggle is just too much. It's really like I think of it kind of like a wide receiver version of Kelce as far as the route running and the wiggle. And, you know, he gets open quick. Mahomes gets the ball where they need it quickly. And then that would give Thompson time to make moves, because that's really what I'm seeing right now is he's getting open. The quarterbacks are just a little late getting him the ball. And he doesn't have time to make a move and pick up more yards after the catch, because I think that's a part of his game that we haven't really been able to see this preseason, is that he's very slippery, and he can pick up, you know, some substantial yards after catch. And I think that would add, you know, make him valuable to this actual team in the regular season. And Byron Pringle the same way. His routes, when you watch him, they really are beautiful, and he's eating up these, you know, lower cornerbacks on the rosters. And I think that he would be able to get open just fine against teams' first string corners. It's just that the quarterbacks that he's in there with right now, they're not necessarily looking to the outside. Their timing isn't great. Mahomes, he's able to anticipate guys getting open and get the ball to him so quick that I think, you know, he could, you know, really make Pringle look good. And I'm not saying that Pringle is anywhere near Sammy Watkins' level as a receiver, but I see a lot of things in Pringle that remind me of Sammy Watkins. And that with, you know, a year or two more of work, that you know, he could really contribute to this team down the road. And that's exciting. You know, it's fun to be able to see these guys come in and grow with the team and see somebody like Mahomes actually get the talent pulled out of them and help them succeed. Because there are so many guys, I believe, that go into the NFL that really could succeed, but they either go to the wrong team or they don't get enough of a look and they don't get a lot of a chance. You know, one specifically that I kind of hope makes this team, and he's on the defensive side. I talked a little bit about him in the podcast after the Week 2 game, is that, you know, Joey Ivey looks good. If I was just watching game tape and I did not know anything about these guys, there is no way Colin Saunders would make the 53-man roster. He hasn't shown much of anything yet. Joey Ivey has looked, you know, he's had some really good pass rushing snaps. He's stout against the run too. So if you were just going purely on how they've performed so far in the preseason games, it wouldn't even be close. But I do know that, you know, there's an amount of projection that goes into keeping players. You know that Saunders has some physical gifts and stuff, and you're waiting for him, you know, to kind of catch up from coming from a Division II. And, you know, one thing I think I overlook personally a lot, because I'm watching these games and I want them to keep the most talented guys, is that, you know, a lot of the fringe roster players, chemistry has a lot to do with it. How well do they fit in with this team? How well do they fit in with the coaches, their teammates? Because that is very important to a team. And you can probably help the chemistry a lot with some of those bottom of the roster guys. And that's something that we don't necessarily get to see a lot just when we're watching games or we're seeing things on Twitter. That's one reason I really hope Garrett Dieter can be put on the IR this year so that he can stay around this team, because he does seem like, you know, a really likable guy. And even though he's honestly, in my opinion, not talented enough to crack the top six, even if he was healthy, if you put him on IR, you can keep him around this team and help build that chemistry. And Colin Saunders, even though he looks like somebody that it might take him a couple of years before things click, but I'm sure, you know, he seems like he would be a great teammate and a great guy to have around. And that's one thing, you know, I personally don't have a lot of experience with, because I've not watched a ton of tape until the last year. I've watched, you know, some the past two or three years, but I haven't specifically focused on the younger guys and their development. So I'm interested just to see from my perspective, how fast can Colin Saunders make this jump? Is he going to make this jump? Because honestly, I personally haven't seen a lot. I'm taking a lot on faith that, you know, he's going to be able to do some of the things he was able to do in Division II in the NFL. And he does seem like such a great guy that I'm really rooting for him to succeed. And just kind of the fan analyst in me wants to see how fast he develops, with this coaching staff. Because, you know, unless we've been living under a rock, you know, we all understand that the Chiefs' defensive coaching staff is dynamite this year. They've got as good of a defensive coaching staff besides the defensive coordinator as any team out there. And yeah, I'm a little bit torn on Spags as a defensive coordinator, but I do think he brings a ton of energy. He brings a new system. These guys know that if, you know, they can come together, they're going to be in a Super Bowl. And if that doesn't motivate them to do everything they can to win, I don't know what would. That is all I got this week, guys. No football knowledge, because this is kind of a surprise podcast. Go Chiefs, and I hope you guys have a great week out there. You can always get a hold of me at jthefan1 on Twitter. Or if you have any questions or comments, criticisms, anything, you can always email me at arrowheadfanaticpodcast@gmail.com. I never thought about how ridiculously long that email address is until my daughter pointed it out to me. It is ridiculously long, but you can get a hold of me there. That is all I got for real this time. Go Chiefs!